Three is a Lucky Number, or Bluebeard's Bathtub, by Marjorie Allingham. At 5 o'clock on a September afternoon, Ronald Frederick Torbay was making preparations for his third murder. He was being very wary, forcing himself to go slowly because he was perfectly sane and was well aware of the dangers of carelessness. A career of homicide got more chancy as one went on. That piece of information had impressed him as being true as soon as he had read it in a magazine article way back before his first marriage. Also, he realized, success was liable to go to a man's head, so he kept a tight hold on himself. He was certain he was infinitely more clever than most human beings, but he did not dwell on the fact, and as soon as he felt the old thrill at the sense of his power welling up inside him, he quelled it firmly. For an instant he paused, leaning on the rim of the washbasin, and regarded himself thoughtfully in the shaving-glass of the bathroom in the new villa he had hired so recently. The face which looked at him was thin, middle-aged, and pallid. Sparse dark hair receded from its high, narrow forehead, and the well-shaped eyes were blue and prominent. Only the mouth was really unusual. That narrow slit, quite straight, was almost lipless, and unconsciously he persuaded it to relax into a half-smile. Even Ronald Torbay did not like his own mouth. A sound in the kitchen below disturbed him, and he straightened his back hastily. If Edith had finished her ironing, she would be coming up to take her long-discussed bubble bath.